Hey gang, it is Tim from Capes and Scowls. You can find me on the good old interwebs at @mad_dog_Tim on the Twitter. That's where it's easiest to get a hold of me. And today we're doing another trade review. This time we're going to a young reader title. It is DC Superhero Girls. The very first trade in the series is Finals Crisis. Your writer is Shea Fontana. Your artist is Yancey Labatt. Your letterer is Janice Chang, and then your colorist is Monica Kubina, and it does have a cover also by Yancey Labatt. So this is what if all the superheroes go to high school and they're learning how to superhero. It's basically Tiny Toons. It's pretty interesting. Your basic plot, the DC superhero girls are preparing for their final exams in different ways. Have their powers improved enough since their entrance exam? When the girls start disappearing, can they figure out how to save the day? My bullet points. This is a fun all-ages universe that will teach younger children characters in the DCU. As an example, characters like Hawk, Steve Trevor, Animal Man, and Starfire all have small to cameo roles, and you know, it's kind of fun. A kid can be like, who the heck is this? And you can teach them. It's very fun. Feels like Tiny Toon Adventures, but with superheroics. It is divided into easily digestible chapters. Fun choices for teachers and authority figures like Gorilla Grodd, Crazy Quilt, and Amanda Waller. There are some nods to existing canon like a Nightwing doll in Batgirl's room, Supergirl's horse, and more. Teaches the importance of studying and school without being too preachy about it, because comics are supposed to be a form of escapism. Alright, time to do the scores. Your writer, Shea Fontana, I'm going to give an 8.5. I thought the writing was super good, and it was super accessible to a younger audience. I think it asked the right questions and set up a long story over the course of many small chapters. Your art for Yancey Labatt, I'm giving an 8. It's a simplified kind of style that absolutely works for this. I think if you had it too over the top with your design, it wouldn't appeal as much to kids. It seems to be a thing with children's cartoons where you have brighter kind of small color palettes where you're just focusing on main kind of colors. People can really get into that. Your lettering from Janice Chang, I give an 8.5. It has some interesting moments, and it's a little bit above average, and I really appreciate that, because, as you know, I'm the lettering snob. Colors from Monica Kubina. She's also going to get an 8. Like I said, the colors tend to be bright most of the time. If they're not, it's kind of because they're conveying a seriousness to the book without being overly serious, because this is a young adult kid's story. And your cover art by Yancey Labatt, going to get a 9. It's a bunch of the heroes near the school. It's just everything you need to kind of guess what this book is likely about. And I think he did a good job. So overall, the score is going to be an 8.5 out of 10. I think this was a good read. I would recommend this to any young readers showing an interest in superheroes. Originally, I thought these were books that were kind of designed to sell action figures, but I realized the morals taught within, without a mention of any toys or the show or whatever. And besides, if a toy aisle in a Target and Walmart gets kids into local comic book stores, it's a win, right? So share this book with your kids today. Alright, and that's it for this trade review. Thank you everybody for sticking with us, for hanging out, and I hope you just have a good rest of your day, you relax, just take it easy, kick your feet up. We'll see you later.